right. Well, let's move a little bit more into what was really what Bob's main goal was for this entire mission. And at the time when you were on this on these dives, did you have any idea really what body of knowledge this was contributing towards in terms of what where this was all going to go eventually, versus just collecting stuff and collecting stuff? What were your thoughts on that? In terms of the purpose of the expedition?
Dave Walls. I kind of agree with Dave Casota that certainly I, too, was first attracted just a sense of adventure. You know, here's just the word expedition, you know. For us guys that taught scuba, going off the beach in Monterey and kneeling on the bottom while students did skills, got really frustrating because we got into it because we love the ocean, love the marine life and all that. I know that personally, after just a few dives, I began to understand what I was a part of, and that became the excitement too. That this we're doing something meaningful, something that can make a difference. Okay, I don't know if I really appreciated that we're going into the direction or into the direction of having it become a marine sanctuary till later, but yeah, was glad to be part of it.
Dave Casota, I agree with Dave Walls. While we were doing the expedition, I didn't have any idea what it took to get an area designated as a National Marine Sanctuary. I wasn't so interested in protecting the area, except for protecting it from oil drilling. Once I saw what was there, I thought, "Oh, this would be a tragedy if this was contaminated by a major disaster." And being a conservationist and not a prohibitionist, I could see that as a resource, as a fishery, it was very valuable. It was full of juvenile rockfish, and that I knew there were charter boats going there on fishing to fish, and I thought, well, I don't want that to stop, but I do believe it needs to be regulated to preserve this. So I started getting more into the idea of what we were really doing. But really, to be honest, I really, after a while of year after year of doing this, and as was mentioned earlier, we had to pay for it all ourselves. And owning a dive shop and being called upon a lot, I was on the dive side, collecting, taking pictures, but as far as what's being done with that, I didn't really know. It wasn't till he published the book that I realized, wow, this we really did something, and this could really happen. This could really become a National Marine Sanctuary. And it wasn't until then that the real reality of it hit me.
Steve Williamson, I echo what Dave Casota and Dave Walls said. I don't need to add any more to that. I agree that once the book was published, it began to set in that, okay, this is really for something. Where it hit me the most, and this is 29 years later, 27 years later, Dave Casota and I were at the Fisherman's Festival, Bodega, year before last. And we were walking around having our token beer and corn dog or whatever it was, looking at the festivities, and there was we looked over and there was a Cordell Bank Marine Sanctuary booth set up. And of course we were drawn right to it and walked over there and started looking at all this things and the posters that they had and what they've accomplished. And Dave looked at me and goes, "This is what we did this for." And that's when it set in with me personally, is that, wow. Then the lady that was there, Dave talks more than I do, told her we were divers, and then hence at least I gave my first autograph. And so, but that's where it kind of accumulated, and then, you know, for me is where it came up as the what it was there for. Like everybody else, I started out for the adventure and then bought into the reason and the quest for sanctuary like everybody else.
Yeah, John Walton. Again, I did it for the adventure. I mean, how often do you get to go to places that have never been dived in the world? it'd be the opportunity to have, you know, the first people to see it. In the beginning, we didn't really have, National Marine Sanctuary wasn't even in the picture. I didn't even talk about it. We were out there to dive in a really neat place, and it was, as far as, you know, biologically, it was a marine biologist heaven. And that's what really interested me, was the fact that they started to find new species and range extensions and depth extensions, and it was just, you know, just an amazing place. And as time went on, and in the late 80s, when it was finally given the sanctuary status, no one really knew about us. I mean, we were just divers on an expedition, but, you know, you felt proud because you could look out and say, you know, I was out there and I saw that and we did that. And, you know, so I always felt good about it. No recognition. But the part that was really fun was the October dinner, where we were invited down and given recognition. And I was proud of us all, and we did something that, you know, was a highlight of my life. And, you know, when I pass, that's where I want to go. I want to be dumped out on Cordell Bank. So it's a special place.
Yeah. Jerry Sewell. When I first started on the expedition, in my wildest dreams, I would never thought it'd end up the way it is. I just thought it was a bunch of wild and crazy guys getting together, led by a leader who had some visions, but I thought maybe this would just end up being a scientific paper, something like that. It wouldn't go any further. Like I said, I would have never dreamed it had been a national sanctuary. And at the time, you know, it was like these other teammates here. It's just an adventure, you know, fun adventure, see somewhere. And then I felt a little selfish that, you know, I've been someplace that majority of divers are people have never seen this world. And, I've been there and they haven't. So, it was a bit of selfishness on my part there. But once I heard it became a sanctuary, I said, hey, you know, I contributed something. And, you know, it's like John said, it's a you know, pat yourself on the back kind of moment. Yeah, but I never dreamed it was as big as when we came back in October, you know, for the get-together. And just the reception we got, I thought, holy cow, I can't believe this, you know. But yeah, it's something I'll never forget, you know.